It is Monday, June 16th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
You skipped Wakarusa this year, didn't you?
I did. Not out of some sort of protest, but there was so many other things I had to do.
It's crazy. But Wakarusa is the time when everybody starts planning ahead for Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival.
That's right. The last note is played at Wakarusa. And then you start thinking about harvest.
And that is October 16th through 18th. And here, courtesy of Kevin Kinder, who is the What's Up Music editor, are some of the things to look forward to.
All right.
Trampled by Turtles.
Yeah.
Newgrass.
Yeah.
Bluegrass Jam Act, Railroad Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his bands that's on his must-see list, Alternative Country Cornerstones, the Jayhawks.
Yeah, they've been around a while.
Apparently, they were supposed to play Harvest, I think, in 2012, and they canceled about a month before the show. So he's been waiting a while. Also on the roster are the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Weren't they at Roots?
They were not at Roots.
Where have I heard them?
They have been here because I interviewed two of the members.
I remember loving them. It'll come to you.
Yeah.
The Jerry Douglas Band, The Devil Makes Three, Elephant Revival,
woohoo,
and a whole bunch more. And you can get your tickets now. It's $121 right now for a 3-day pass and $431 for a VIP version that includes food and drink.
Carolina Chocolate Drops were in Fort Smith. They were part of a series that was going on at that venue that now UAFS owns.
Right,
they call the
right,
Blue
right,
Lion.
Right, right.
But
when
Dick Renko was booking there, he
I
brought
knew
them in.
I had heard them. Yeah. I just couldn't remember where. Anyway, it sounds like a great lineup. So Google them and get your tickets now.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.